Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Essentially, at a summertime high tide, mean high water is underwater. During a winter high tide, the actual high tide mark is somewhere up on the dry sandy beach. Because our tides sometimes are high, sometimes are low, this is based on a 19-year average of tides to establish.
So the Escambia County Commission had a committee of the whole meeting on Thursday in which they talked about customary use, which is important because this has become the most contentious of issues. I mean, people are flipping the bird and they're yelling at each other and they're swearing and they're making threats and they're screaming about turtles. I mean, there's all kinds of but it's understandable because why do people live in Pensacola often? For water. They love the beach, right? And access to the beach is a very contentious thing. Do you remember years ago? This is, going back like 8 or 10 years when the Catawba Street access in Gulf Breeze, like a narrow strip, an alley of beach access, the tiniest of all possible things, was a hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions in the end. I don't remember the total number. I know it was at least hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of lawsuits and settlements and fighting to whether they would or wouldn't have access to it, and the neighbors put up all these fences, and people fight about access to the water. If the public has access, then the public that doesn't own property there is happy. But if the people who own property there have to deal with everybody who can find a way to that strip of sand, walks all over it, they're not happy. It's a zero-sum game. Both cannot be happy. Despite the efforts of Steve Stroberger to try to say that it's possible to make everybody happy, it's impossible to make everybody happy. Because on the one hand, you have people who own property that they believe goes all the way to the mean high water line, as Tim Day, the natural resources deputy director for the county, a great guy, was explaining. And by the way, it's frustrating. I know for a lot of people who don't kind of grasp how this stuff works, but there are times when you are standing on the dry sand and you are on the state sovereign submerged lands, even though it's not submerged at that moment because it is below the average mean high water line over 19 years. That's how that works when it's low tide. Okay. There are other times when the tide is in, when you're standing, you know, in water that's actually on the person's land. The line itself does not move. Not really. It's not supposed to. But the water moves around the line. You get that part, right? The water is in, the water is out. The water is in, the water is out. Okay, so if the line is here and you put a, if you put a fence there, you can stand on that side and not on this side, kind of think of it that way. Well, that's the issue you've got. I mean, that's not the issue, but that's a part of the issue is, well, where is the property line or where is the state land? Well, it's hard to tell. It's not obvious. Because what you want to think is, I'm in the water, I'm safe. I mean, typically, that's how enforcement goes, right? Or you want to say, I'm on the sand, so I'm not safe. It's not quite. And then it gets wrinkly, because beyond that, you have, and I'm going to try my best to explain this to you in language, because it's more of a visual thing, but I know there have been a lot of questions about where does the public have access, where does the public not have access? So you're going to have to know a little bit about Perdido Key geography to make sense of all this, but you got Johnson Beach, National Seashore. You have to pay $25, you get a seven-day pass. Mike Kohler says he wants to find a day rate so that we can pay $4 or $5 or something like that and just go for the day, because 7 days does seem silly. If you just want to go out there on a Saturday, why do you have to pay for a full week's pass? Well, that's built around the traveler, the camper, not on Johnson Beach so much the camper, but, you know, on the other side of Fort Pickens. It's called, because the National Seashore owns all that. Okay. That is all government land, if you want to think of it that way. Federal land, you know, if you can get there, you're fine. But if you got to drive a car through, you got to pay for a pass. You can take a boat there, fine. But you can't, you know, drive there. Okay, west of Johnson Beach, you have a 4,000-foot, so almost a mile, stretch where there's no public right to sand, except there are two little slices where you have a Perdido Key Access 1, which you can go in, and then there's a fight. Because the people who own property on the other side of that, that's like if you took Perdido Key Drive straight down and kept driving instead of bending at the roundabout, right there. Okay, on either side of that for about 2,000 feet, give or take, there's private ownership. And that's one of the areas that's in contention because the people who own property there, they don't want to let people walk on it. The people who want to walk on it because they think they have historically, they want access to it. Then if you go a little farther west, and if you want to know kind of roughly where this is, it's right at it's right at the Perdido Sun. Perdido Sun is on the eastern, like there's no public access, not yet, not really. And on the left side of that, on the west side of that, is where there's that 75-foot easement starts. That's the whole business of the leases include a 75-foot perpetual easement. So you have 75-foot from the water up the sand where anybody can go. And that goes all the way from Perdido Sun all the way to the state park. Then you have the state park, okay? And then on the other side, and then in, you know, in the state park, obviously it's state park land. You got to pay an access fee to, or what is it like? I forget what the, I don't even use the state park very much, but I think you have to pay a couple of bucks for the use for the day. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Nobody really uses it much. There's not a lot of facilities there, but it's some. Then between the state park and the state line, you have another like 2.5 miles worth of beach. And all of that you do not have public access to. Except for public access 4, which is, again, the county owns that. You can go park there. You can go use that. So the real question is those three strips of land between the Floribama and access 4, about a mile and a quarter, between access 4 and the state park on the Gulf side, about a mile, and then on the other side of the Perdido Sun all the way to the Johnson Beach, about 4,000 feet, not quite a mile. Those are the areas that we're trying to figure out what to do with them. Now, if you know the geography, all of that kind of makes sense to you. If you don't know the geography, you're like, what did I just listen to? Okay, sorry. It's a visual. It's maps. It's a visual thing. What are they going to do about it? We'll come back to that conversation in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance. They work to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. Still in the rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so one question people ask is, when you do a beach renourishment, as in when the government pays to bring in sand, what happens? Well, what happens is the government then owns the sand that they paid, the people own the sand that they paid to renourish. Okay, so on Perdido Key, has that happened? And the answer is no. There hasn't been a government-paid beach renourishment for the sand the way we do it consistently at Navarre Beach, the way we do it at you know, Pensacola Beach. It hasn't happened there. Tim Day?
In terms of, you know, something for customary use or has has beach nourishment occurred, under Florida statute, it is not, although it's, you know, from an intuitive perspective, I can understand where the public could see we place sand on the beach. Of course, you've restored the beaches. But for purposes of creating public lands, that process has not occurred on the Key to date.
And here's why. Because if you bring in sand to build up the dunes to protect the roads and the structures from overwash, basically, that doesn't count as beach renourishment because it doesn't change, my understanding, doesn't change the size of the backyard. It doesn't change the size of the beach horizontally. It changes the size of the beach vertically at the dunes, but it doesn't change how long the beach is in depth. Therefore, it doesn't change any of the public access. What was there that was public is public. What was there that was private is private. What was there that was state, and that's all there is to it. So, and there's people who are upset about that. They think, wait, the public paid to build the dunes, and that's not that's a distinction without a difference. Well, you didn't add footage of depth, so you didn't add any extra area that the government or the people could claim access to. So that's another part of the confusion over all of this. Allison Rogers, Stephen Barry asked her, do you think we should, you know, what should we do here? What kind of guidance? One thing she says is don't mess with the 75-foot. Don't change that at all. And then on the other hand, you have the Save Our Beaches, the yellow shirt ladies are at it again. And they will not be happy until every foot, and they kept saying this over and over, not in this because it's not public participation, but in the regular meeting, how many times they could say, basically from the state line all the way to Johnson Beach should all be public, all the same. We should own all of that, which would mean in practice it's the same as Pensacola Beach. But in Pensacola Beach, the county owns it, whereas in Perdido Key, there are lots of different ownerships. Okay, Allison Rogers in explaining customary use, and if you're kind of just new to the conversation, customary use has gone through a lot of changes. The basic idea is, have people been in the habit of using it over time or not? If they have been in the habit of using it over time, you can establish that through an evidentiary process, and then the public is able to go use it, which from a private property perspective doesn't make any sense at all, because why would people traipsing across your property mean that people are entitled to traipse across your property? But that's exactly how it works. And when it comes to beaches, people have the feeling that the beach belongs to everybody. If they've always used it that way, they have that feeling. And so you have this massive conflict between the people who bought property expecting to own the beach as a private beach, which there are clearly private beaches. Most of Gulf Breeze is private beach. Okay. And nobody argues that, well, I mean, maybe somebody, but nobody argues that you have a right to go on the beaches around Gulf Breeze, except for the ones that actually are public. And so it's just not, it hasn't been used that way. So there's no issue. But the ones on Perdido Key, people have been in the custom of using them, and so there's where you have this fight. Figuring out what to do is a matter of each section being a little bit different, and you need to tailor it to that section. But then Steve Stroberger, who is the commissioner for District 1 after Jeff Burgosh, gerrymandered the district so that is now in District 1, which it historically was not, but it now is. So Steve Stroberger is the commissioner for that district, and he's had a very staunch view, which is private property. And he said he's willing to die on that hill.
So for me, this is both an easy and a difficult issue. I think everyone feels the same way. It's easy. It's easy for me because we're the legislative body, right? We're the legislative body for the county. And our job is simple. It's to protect life, liberty, and property. And I'm very grounded in my beliefs, and I don't believe my principles are better than anyone else's principles. I just believe that I'm very grounded in what I believe. And I believe in property rights, and I also believe in public access. And I don't think they should be in conflict.
He says he doesn't believe his principles are any better than him, but he clearly does, and that's okay. I also believe in life, liberty, and property. It's right there in the Constitution, twice, 5th and 14th Amendment. Right? And it's, you know, I believe in that too. And the job of government is the job of government to protect people's life? Clearly. Is the job of government to protect people's liberty? Clearly. Is the job of government to protect people's property? Clearly. It's there to protect you from theft or fraud, right? I mean, that's true. So the question is, what do you do about this area of beach, which some people own and other people want to use? And that's your question. And there is no way to make them both happy. Not really. Now, again, to his credit, what Steve wants to do is he wants to provide access cheaper in Johnson Beach, easier/cheaper on the state park, and maybe, you know, buy some other property, which has kind of long been a theory, but it's, you know, they're asking way too much money for it. So if we can give enough public access, maybe people feel like they have places to go on Perdido Key and they don't have to fight over this. There will still be people who are not happy about this because they feel entitled to the whole thing. As I told you, the yellow shirt ladies and a lot of other people feel they're entitled to the whole thing. And so you basically have a fundamental clash of what it means to own property on a resource that a lot of people view as theirs. It's very similar to when you're talking about big trees. You know, we love the big tree. It's on somebody's property. We want the big, beautiful thing that benefits us all. But they're owning the property. Who gets to say what gets done with it? It's very similar to, I mean, it's not quite the same, but it's similar to something like zoning. You know, do you own your property or don't you own your property? Yes, you own it. Can we tell you what you can and can't build on it? Yes, we can. That's zoning. The public has a right, or the neighbors have a right, to expect to live next to certain things and not to live next to certain things. They want to live next to houses. They want certain distances between the houses. They don't want to live next to an industrial manufacturing facility. They don't want to live next to a bar and a tattoo parlor, and so they have that. But it's fundamentally a question of to what degree can you control other people's property or permit somebody to use that property. And it's so there's a fight because everybody wants beach. Everybody wants water access. And some people paid to own and some people did not pay to own. And to what degree is the public entitled to this public? And this is going to mess with your brain a little bit if you're on the customer use side. But you remember, Americans sometimes sort of a little bit contemptuously look at the indigenous people, Native Americans' view of land. What's the Native Americans' view of land? You don't own it. Or at least that's what we've been taught. You know, I mean, maybe some tribes do believe in land ownership, but, you know, the view of the Indians is that you don't own the land. And they thought it was dumb for people to even pay money to buy land that you can't own because nobody owns the land. Well, guess what? We believe in land ownership, right? They don't. So going and coming across tracts of land is, of course, why would you even, there's not even a way to prohibit that. It's just everybody, it's not owned. Well, that's what the beach access people kind of think. Oh, sure, you can own regular land, but beach is different. Beach is the kind of thing that nobody can own because it belongs to all of us. So they kind of have, if you want to think of the parallel here, they kind of have the, you know, Indians' view of land on the beach. And that's why they want to be able to use it, and they don't want you to be able to stop them. That doesn't make them right or wrong, but it is just a comparison that might help kind of explain why, from a property rights point of view, that view is weird. I mean, it's weird to think you can just walk across somebody's backyard because you've always walked across somebody's backyard and they didn't stop you. Even that's a little weird, but it is a view that a lot of people have. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. They're going to take input. They're going to have meetings. They're going to review documents. They're going to come back and have a discussion. There's a court case pending elsewhere in the state where, you know, similar kind of rule is going to be heard, and we're going to get a ruling on that. So this is all very much up in the air. It is not going to get solved, even in the next month or two, most likely. But they're kind of working on it at the pace they can. In the meanwhile, people are going to keep showing up and screaming about it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now and delay-free. Highway 29, 90, 98, even I-10 and I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah. I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Anyone who's an enemy of evil is a friend of mine.
Mandingo, how I grok your mouth music.
Good morning, 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I am in the newsroom. I do not have your headlines right now. I had to restart my computer.
All right, no worries.
And,
we'll talk to you later. You'll get news here in a minute.
The,
so, cool.
the Windows 95 machine I'm on is taking its time booting back up. So, you know.
Windows and we're 95. Not kidding either.
That's a 31-year-old OS.
Yep.
Hey,
we're not kidding.
That OS is older maybe than everybody who was playing in the Super Bowl yesterday.
I'm really pushing for an upgrade to 98, you know. We'll see if it happens.
All right. David, thanks so much for the update.
People think we're playing.
No, we're not. It wasn't really big news of the sort that some people are making it out to be, but there was a lawsuit by a detransitioner. You know, it was somebody who was born a girl, identified as male, had a double mastectomy as a minor, at the recommendation of the doctors, and then sued because changed their mind, okay? And won a $2 million lawsuit. It's not, the jury specifically was not asked about the question of whether, sex change operations are, you know, right or wrong. It was purely a matter of whether there was medical malpractice or whether the right kind of consulting and advice was given, and that's what they decided. So this isn't really a verdict on transgenderism one way or the other, but it is a $2 million lawsuit.
The FBI says today is the final deadline set by a purported kidnapper for Savannah Guthrie and her siblings to pay a ransom to get their mother Nancy back.
Yesterday, Fox Digital captured investigators using a pole to probe what appears to be a water hole or drainage pipe behind Nancy Guthrie's home here.
That's Fox's Matt Finn. Now, the Seattle Seahawks finally got their revenge on the New England Patriots for Super Bowl 49 by winning Super Bowl 60, 29-13.
The 2025 version of Seattle's defense, nicknamed the Dark Side, allowed the least points in the entire NFL during the regular season and then saved arguably its best performance for the Super Bowl. A New England offense that scored the second most points in the league was held to just 13, while the Seahawks sacked Patriots quarterback Drake May six times.
Fox's Greg Thompson. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 6:31 here at News Radio, and we've got 43 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Looks like a beautiful morning. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that here in just a few minutes. First, taking a look at our headlines. Two Baldwin County men have been arrested in connection with that Martin Luther King Jr. Day shooting in Atmore. Jacavius Jadarius Williams and Jatavius Jamar Williams are charged with two counts of attempted murder and multiple shooting charges as well. They were arrested in Baldwin County and taken to the Escambia County Detention Center. Now, this brings the total number of arrests in that incident to four. Police do say the investigation is ongoing and additional arrests are also expected. Pensacola police asking for the public's help in a fatal crash investigation. The scenic highway crash happened January 30th. It's now claimed two lives. And traffic homicide investigators say they're looking for any information they can get about a blue Jeep Wrangler with a black soft top. That vehicle, they say, was stopped that day, January 30th, at W Street and Mobile Highway between 4:40 and 5 p.m. that day. It was also seen traveling eastbound on Cervantes. Anybody with information should contact the Pensacola Police Department, or you can call Crime Stoppers with that. A big fire in Lillian over the weekend destroyed several structures, nearly 40 acres of woods. Lillian Fire Rescue says four freestanding garages, Connex boxes, multiple vehicles, and two boats were destroyed. Multiple fire departments did respond to the incident, and that includes agencies from Perdido Beach, Alberta, Josephine, Foley, Somerdale, Bon Secours, and two companies from Escambia County. The Alabama Forestry Department also assisted. Four residential homes and several garages were saved thanks to their efforts. A 36-year-old Escambia County mother is charged with homicide in her 5-year-old son's death. Jaylinda Smith faces aggravated negligent manslaughter of a child charges. The boy's body was found on Friday in a trash bag in Perdido Bay off of Lillian Highway, and deputies say they responded after getting a call from Smith's sister. Sheriff Chip Simmons said that she called because she had some concerns.
She has some concerns about her five-year-old nephew.
And the child was not reported missing before his body was found. Crime scene investigators say they searched Smith's apartment about 30 minutes from where the body was recovered. Smith is currently being held without bond. Court records do show she'd been arrested for child neglect a few years ago, but had those charges dropped after completing a parenting course. Escambia County's recognizing Andy Gibson as their Employee of the Month. Gibson is a public information officer for the Community and Media Relations Department in the county. She writes press releases, social media posts, and communications to promote county programs. Director Casey Legard says Gibson works very hard and really cares about her work. And a bill affecting enrollment at public universities is moving forward in Tallahassee. Lakeland Republican State Representative Jennifer Kincart Johnson's bill would cap the number of out-of-state students that can enroll at state colleges and universities at 5%. Right now, that cap is at 10%. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Culver's. Try the Club Chicken Sandwich and sign up for the Welcome to Delicious app. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, and Milton. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Still rolling accident-free right now. Starting to see just a minor delay on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And just like that, I am craving a chicken sandwich. That did sound delicious. 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's check our forecast.
Sunny skies today with a high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. For Tuesday, partly sunny skies, high near 69. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. As you head into Wednesday, partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of a stray shower, high near 71. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got partly cloudy skies right now. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
ZZ Top, the big one. April 2nd, Sanger Theater, Pensacola, Florida. Playing all their classic hits. ZZ Top. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. All your roles, fill them sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Let's talk a little bit about economic investment.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves delivered the State of the City address.
We really have two exciting projects we were obviously elated to announce.
And News Radio covered it live.
New Palafox. So we are on time and on schedule, right, Adrian? May 24th, this project, which certainly was an incentivized completion to be done in 5 months. We promised the small business owners.
News. It's what we do. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And then you had the flyover, perfectly timed to Charlie Pugh, whatever his name is. And then you had the second flyover. So you had the first flyover, they had the B1, and then going out from the center, it had two F-15s, F-15Cs, I believe. Then it had two FA-18 Super Hornets, and then it had two F-35Cs. That's a carrier variant that the Navy uses. That includes the one that would have been was piloted by the kid from Milton, so awesome. And they canceled the F-22s because they had to be deployed elsewhere for, you know, whatever operational need, you know. The F-22, the baddest fighter plane that's ever been made. And then the F-35s, and so they had still eight, but the bone that came in second, which I loved because the music had died down, the crowd had died down, you could actually hear it. Remember you saw that at the beach last year, the B-1 at the beach?
Oh,
so
yes.
So loud. Oh, so fantastic. All right, so let's talk, not Super Bowl per se, which I say was the most boring Super Bowl ever, and not, I think, it's just all defense.
I know,
Lord.
But you could.
Five field goals? Come on now. Two touchdowns and five field goals of the game.
Right.
That's terrible. Three touchdowns. I guess New England got a second one, but whatever.
You couldn't fast forward it. That's what you were mad about.
Oh, yeah, because I had to watch the commercials.
Right.
But I'll still fast forward between plays.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, let's talk about ads. I don't want to talk about the halftime show. Although I will say, you did make me go back and watch the Kid Rock, Not Kid Rock second song.
Right.
Okay, get to that in a second. Still country, so no for me. But lyrics, of course, fantastic. It's an evangelistic message. I'm not sure Kid Rock is the evangelist of preference with the giant raging flip the bird on his tail of his plane. But anybody can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Anyway, let's talk ads. Did you have a okay, if you haven't been listening to me all morning, this is the second time I'm kind of talking about this, but I was disappointed in the game. I was disappointed in both halftime shows, and I was disappointed in the ads. So I basically spent the night eating chicken wings and dip and drinking beer and thinking, this is my life? Really?
Wait, you were drinking beer and you weren't happy?
No, because it's – you know what? Part of the problem is the Super Bowl is like work for me. But even so, yeah, I didn't – the ads were terrible. How many good ads were there in the Super Bowl? Four?
I'd say four or five.
What was the first one that made you laugh?
Was the halfway insurance thing where they do things – it was a State Farm commercial at the end, but it was halfway, and they were singing to John Bon Jovi's Halfway there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Okay. I mean, I remember I just – the first one that made me laugh was the the Coke bear wanting Pepsi and then getting on the Kiss cam at the concert.
Right.
That part made me laugh. The Kiss cam at the concert part made me laugh. And then, yeah, I mean, Kurt Russell training Greg for the Michelob Ultra. I mean, who has to work so hard for Michelob Ultra? Nobody wants that. The dad – I mean, it's Michelob Ultra. It's just as water as any other of those beers. It's okay, fine. The Lay's potato chip, the farmer dad. I love that because Heart for Farmers, right? You know,
right.
Ryan Jenkins, he'll be on Friday.
So I've been thinking. Might be time to hang it up.
With the daughter.
How about one last time together?
I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
it's not funny. It's not all that memorable, but, you know, it is good. Okay, the first, like, genuinely entertaining ad was the Uber Eats ad with Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper and all of the things that are food.
Right.
Including The Hall of Fame juicer?
Gerard Cherry, Gerard Cherry.
Oh, did you tell him about pancake blocks?
Several times.
Take a closer look, Mr. Bradley. Tell me, what do you see?
Pro Football Hall of Fame?
It's a juicer.
What?
The Hall of Fame's a juicer, Bradley. Check it out. It's all food, Bradley.
Now, that's, I mean, it's a clever ad because obviously the Super Bowl sells a lot of different products, including food products. It's
right.
An Uber Eats ad. It's, you know, and it's funny because it's Matthew McConaughey. I mean, that's, I thought that was the first genuinely good ad of the day that was sort of entertaining. The one, and feel free to text in the ones you liked, 437-1620. Did you have another one after that you liked, John, besides the State Farm one?
Well,
with the rock concert and the bad lyrics and the weird, but anyway, you were going to say what?
The Ben Stiller one.
Oh, the.
Where they were dressed up in like the 80s.
Well, that was the same one.
Yeah, I know. State but Farm that was, one. You asked me what my second one was.
But that is, okay.
No, those are two separate ones.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember
Ben
what you're
Stiller
talking.
In
yeah,
the green.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. As the rocker or whatever, the rock duo.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. TurboTax with Adrian Brody.
Smile, be happy.
I don't do happy.
If there's no drama, there's no Adrian Brody.
I mean, you know, all right. One of the top, I would say, one of the top three or four of the whole day was the Dunkin' Donuts ad. With all the TV show characters, Jasmine Guy and Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller and, you know, Jason Alexander and even people like Urkel and, you know, Carlton and all of those folks thrown in. And even, you know, when Jennifer Aniston is outside afterwards and, you know, Brady comes by as her
I'm
boyfriend.
Working for Duncan when you're 50, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Isn't that
Ted
your
Danson.
Girlfriend? You like donuts?
Yeah.
Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
I'm Tom.
I mean, that was funny. But the one that I was the most surprised by, and I know those of you who are from here are going to, maybe you'll think ill of me. I usually cannot stand the David Maloney ads. They're usually so bad, in my opinion. Yes, he always buys the first local in the halftime show, right? He always buys it every year. And I know a lot of people love the ads. I generally, I'm not a fan, but this one made me laugh. And I always check. If it makes me laugh, it's one thing. If it makes my wife, who's not really watching, laugh, then it's a good ad. The Dave Maloney ad at halftime. The Star Wars ad.
I didn't see that. I was watching the
It was
alternate.
The best ad. Oh, you were okay. So you switched channels and you missed it. And I was just saying, because I know you're answering phone call. Generally, I don't like his ads. They're not that entertaining to me. This one was funny. It was all Star Wars stuff.
Worst speeder crash in the galaxy. It was.
And she gets her claim denied.
Help me, David J. Maloney. You're my only hope.
And then they're in the bar, and it's him versus the Emu Limu guy, you know, and it's Han and Guido. And then later on, and he's, you know, the progressive chick is Darth Vader. I mean, it's funny because he's against all these insurance companies and he's the good guy against that. I thought it was clever.
Another good one was the unclinch.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll get to that one in a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
agree. Ooh. Yeah. All right. So traffic on the fives first. Go ahead. 437-1620 if you had a favorite or a least or whatever you want to say about the ads.
Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Still seeing I-10, I-110, 2998. They're all doing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, so back to the question about – all right, so somebody else said the same thing. They like the blood PSA test, which I thought was clever because it was one of the few ads where it was – funny, though, but literally the product being promoted with a joke that was related to the product being promoted because – showing all these football players.
Have you ever?
Of a particular type.
In your life. Seen tight ends.
From Enya.
This relaxed. I'm so relaxed.
And they're all in like hammocks and just smooth and easy breathing. And it turns out to be a prostate cancer PSA check, a blood test instead of a finger test.
Yeah. So you can unclench.
And so you can relax. your tight end.
Rock, what'd I teach you?
Relax your tight end. Prostate cancer screening starts with a simple blood test.
Find out if a PSA blood test is right for you at relaxitsablloodtest.com. Let's do this.
I don't know why the horse whinnying in the background. That's good.
Yeah.
And as a philosopher, I always like my standard for a good ad, and I love advertising. I think advertising is one of the most amazing, elegant. It's persuasion, it's logic, it's humor, it's psychology, it's visual. Like, ads are art when done properly. And an ad that is funny, relevant, memorable, yeah, clever, I mean, those things all up. And that was genuinely a great ad. Also, the Ring camera ad for the missing dog. Did you see this one? It was a 30, so it was quick.
Milo. Pets are family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family.
So if you've got a Ring camera, and other people have Ring cameras, you put the photo in, however this service works, and it'll just start searching across all these cameras. I mean, this is the, like, Minority Report, you know, license plate reader for Ring camera. You know, on the one hand, amazing to find lost dogs. On the other hand, don't you think this might have other applications? You know, I mean, find missing kids, Amber Alerts, great. Also, other applications. You know, so that's a good one. I like the Chris Pratt, the Alexa ad, where Alexa's destroying, killing him, trying to kill him in various ways. That made me laugh. All right, 437-1620, let's check a couple of the texts here. Let's see. Maloney is the Saul Goodman of Pensacola. Okay, I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. It's kind of both. Somebody says the Jeep Billy Bass ad. What is that? I don't know that one. I don't recognize that one at all. 437-1620, 437-1620. I was just to go back for a second, or I hadn't played it yet. I was talking about how last hour I was talking about how I didn't love either of the halftime shows. Bad Money, it wasn't for me. I recognize it's a big musical, it's a big production. He did an event. It just was small and didn't resonate with me in any way. And I wanted it to. I was eager to have it be good. I wasn't an anti. I wasn't a hater at all. I didn't like the TPUSA one either. I watched that one in its entire. Well, I skipped forward because it's country music. It's not my thing. But John, you made me go back and listen to the Kid Rock, Not Kid Rock, the second song.
Right.
And for the third verse, not same as the first two, that he added to the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, the music is not what I would listen to, but the message is, it's pretty outstanding, and I got to give credit for that.
You know, I awoke one Sunday morning all alone with this song stuck in my head. And in that moment, something or someone spoke to me. They said there was still a verse that needed to be written for this song. And to get up to write it down.
Oh, so easy to go back to bed, too. Done that 100 times. And you get an idea, and then you don't write it down, and then you forget it. Oh, I hate it.
There's a book that's sitting in your house somewhere that could use some dusting off. There's a man who died for all our sins. Hanging from the cross, you can give your life to Jesus. And it give you a second chance till you can't take it. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Take care. Take care. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you wanna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can. Take care. Take care.
Yeah, that's spectacular. Again, not my style of music, but if that doesn't give you a little bit of chill, you know,
oh,
and that
I had
was
chill.
And that song, that especially that third verse, which I frankly we had skipped because I'm like country. Okay, I don't know who this is. Country. Oh, it's Kid Rock, but I didn't know it. You know. And so I hadn't listened to that song other than to find out that it wasn't what I wanted to hear. So I'm glad you pointed it out because that part, oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, it's a great song to begin with by Cody Johnson.
Okay.
He sings it. But to add that third verse,
oh, yeah.
Because it's,
no, it's
you have the chance till you can't.
Yeah, that's fantastic. 654 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Feel free to weigh in. We'll share your text, 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are really, really good at this. And, you know, one of the things that I think, and I think Christina would say this as well, is it's partly just a passion, you know, for understanding all the nuances, all the things you can do, learning how to do them better. If that takes training and going to some conference and picking it up, sure. But also, you know, a lot of times people go and learn stuff and then don't do it. And it does not do you much good unless you do it. And she has just been the sort of the master of doing it. Even, I mean, down to little things. Like, if somebody comes and looks at a home and they don't make an offer, what do? You say, okay, well, fine. No, you call them. Well, you call the agent. You're like, okay, they looked. What did they think? Well, this and this and this. Okay, well, if we change that, would you be interested? You know, it's an easy enough thing to do. But in the process, you learn something. You build a relationship with another realtor. You also learn how to adapt your property to the market. I mean, it's obvious, but does everybody do it? I don't know, but she does. Their team does. Little things. All the little things turn out to 209 homes sold last year. Pretty amazing. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, The Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on The Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative,
local, dependable.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
Aye, Captain.
Good morning, 6:58, News Radio 92.3, cold, 51, yeah. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good news for anybody who's got relatives up north, Andrew.
It can be a lot worse, yeah.
Forecasters say temperatures across the nation are going to start rising after all those brutal rounds of snow, ice, and Arctic air hit the U.S. Throughout the plains, temperatures will be about 20 to 30 degrees above normal for this time of year. So, good news there. The Seattle Seahawks defeated the Patriots last night. You know what that means, Andrew?
Do tell.
It means somebody's headed to Disneyland. That's a tradition, right? In this case, it's Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III. He'll be joined by Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold for the post-Super Bowl tradition.
Where'd you say they were going?
Disneyland.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, whenever something good
not
happens,
Disney World,
what do they say?
They're West Coast, so Disneyland. Yeah, go to L.A. All right, fair enough.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Devin Witherspoon, a local kid, had a great
game. He'll probably go to Disney World.
Yeah, well, I mean, when he comes home. I suppose he can go with his friends, his teammates there, and then when he's back here, he can go to Disney World and he can do both coasts. Does Orlando count as the coast?
Close enough.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.